ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week's episode of Ours to Protect is all about the preservation of native Irish breeds. I paid a visit to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park that is 20 minutes from Limerick City. The Folk Park is a popular tourist attraction as it offers visitors the chance to experience life in 19th century Ireland. The farm champions heritage breeds such as the Kerry Bog Pony, one of Ireland's rarest pony breeds that is characterised by its low height and unusual footfall that help them to move on soft ground like peat bogs. The farm is home to Dolly, a popular Kerry Bog Pony that is a particular hit with children who visit Bunratty. I also met the Irish Wolfhounds, Rean and Meada, who carry on the tradition of having the dog at the castle, as the breed predates Christianity in Ireland and was brought back from the cusp of extinction. Farm manager Niall Maloney is playing an important role in working with societies such as the Kerry Bog Pony Cooperative Society and the Irish Wolfhound Society, as he puts people in touch with breeders, as well as educating tourists on these rare breeds. I asked Niall to explain the important work he does in conservation.
So my name is Niall Maloney, I'm the farm manager at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. So I suppose a bit of what we do here is just breed preservation and just try to inform the public of different native breeds that they might not have heard of before and their purposes and uses. So we've recently acquired two new Kerry Bog Ponies. So the Kerry Bog Ponies are a breed native of Kerry. There's only about 300 in Ireland, although they are going through a resurgence at the moment. So the Kerry Bog Pony, they would have been used as obviously in the bog, so they're quite a sure-footed animal. They're double coated, so they winter very easily as well. They're quite a small pony, probably 10 to 12 hands, so they would have been used for general farm purposes, bringing turf home from the bog, bits of farm work, pulling carts. So recently they're kind of getting used as a lead rein pony, a pony for children, and again a driving pony, so they're quite useful even now.
And how does Dolly interact with the people here?
Dolly loves it here. She's quite a well-mannered pony. Kerry Bog Ponies are generally quite good. People love Dolly. Dolly loves people. So the breed, there's been a resurgence recently, so a lot of people are getting into this animal.
And how important do you think it is for the likes of Bunratty to champion these breeds that might have gone out of fashion or have a low population?
Oh, massively important. So part of what we do here in Bunratty is to get people familiar with this breed, so education. We just try to educate the public of the different breeds we have basically and their purposes. So people might have heard of the breed before, but they mightn't have thought too much into it. So they might see the pony here giving pony rides or pulling a cart, and they'll see what the pony really does.
And could you tell me a bit about the Irish Wolfhound that obviously you manage? A bit about how you got into that breed.
Yeah, so the Wolfhounds, we've had Wolfhounds here in Bunratty since the 1960s. So traditionally the lords and ladies of the castles would have had wolfhounds. So it's nice to keep that tradition alive when we have the castle, to keep the wolfhounds there. So the wolfhounds we have are Rean and Meada. So they're still two puppies. So they have massive growth rates even as puppies. So Rean is 8 months old now. He's putting on 2 kilos a week. So at 8 months he's roughly around 60 kilos. So they're massive dogs altogether. Very gentle, very placid animals. So it's something that we really like to highlight here. People are generally very, very, I suppose, impressed of the temperament of the animal here. They love the wolfhounds, and parents, they're a massive hit.
And I know when we were looking at them, someone came up to you from New Zealand, even looking for a bit about the breed. And do you find that happens often, that it's kind of a networking place here in Bunratty?
Exactly. So part of the job here is, I suppose, I'm kind of a go-between. I link people up. So I work with the breed, different breed societies. So the Kerry Bog Pony Breed Society, Drummond Cattle Breed Society, the Irish Wolfhound Breed Society. So anything I can do to spread awareness of the breed and maybe link up people that might want to get into the breed. I do facilitate that.
The farm also has a thriving herd of Drummond cattle, a breed that the United Nations Farm and Agricultural Organization categorised as critically endangered. Niall explained the role the farm plays in championing this native rare Irish breed.
So Drummond cattle is the cattle we have here. They're probably traditionally known as the whitebacks. So again, they actually originate from Kerry, but they're a dual purpose breed. They're probably smaller in stature than your normal commercial cattle. They're very hardy also, so they're winter very well, very easily kept, and they eat forage that are, it's probably lesser quality than what a commercial animal would eat and thrive on. So they can, they're very good animal now, in fairness.
I know there's a lot of incentives now for farmers to consider maybe agritourism, like here in Bunratty. What would you say as a farmer working in this environment? Would you recommend it to other farmers?
Definitely. The engagement we get here is unbelievable. So people love to see the animals, they love to see them out and about. So even earlier in the park, we had our Kerry Bog pony walking around, people engage, people interact with it. It's good for the animal, it's good for the people, and it's good for everyone, basically.
And how important do you think it is people keep these breeds alive?
Oh, it's massively important. It's integral, really. So these breeds, maybe in the last 10 or 20 years, they've gone into decline, just with farms getting bigger and the scale of everything just increasing. But recently we're finding that people are getting back into these animals. So with climate being obviously a big hot button issue, and sustainability, people are finding these native breeds are much more suited to the climate, and they're less intensive, require less intervention, and for an extensive farming operation, like they're second to none, basically.
To learn more about the animals and the conservation that is happening at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park, check out bunrattycastle.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.